proclamation number 8899 dated the December 24, 1964. Reply to Habermann. Time of printing, print and distribution of the messages. You have already been told several times that the spreading of the truth is extremely important, because people's eternal life depends on their attitude towards the truth, and therefore everything should be done to present them with the truth. But I know every human heart, I know who is receptive, and I also know the ways to reach those human beings who are still able to receive, whose heart is willing to love and who thus can also understand the word which is given to them from above. And I let them have this knowledge by making the most unusual connections and sending my word to wherever it will be received with a grateful heart. And there it will be passed on again, although only infrequently because worldly people have no desire for it and there are only few who can be approached. But do not forget that my word needs to be offered with love in order to become effective, and that it requires a loving heart to receive it. Therefore any work which is performed to this end is blessed. And now you can understand that every small effort pleases me if I can speak to the heart of every person myself and my direct communication is also felt as such. Just as I bless every contributor who unselfishly adds towards the circulation of my word. Because I truly care for everyone who works for me, I look after him like a good caretaker so that he can pass on my word in the same way as he has received it himself, as a gift of love. Moreover, my word is not merchandise, but which it will always become when unenlightened people handle it, who can neither appreciate its value nor muster the necessary understanding for it and turn it into a mass-produced commodity, which only devalues the word and again only reaches those who similarly do not appreciate it as my message. The circle of those who can still be impressed by it is very small and will certainly be reached by me. Every now and then you will find a few souls, but then they're also completely convinced of my love and mercy. But intending to appeal to the crowds with it is a pointless undertaking, since people will be ever more captivated by the world and will prefer to listen to the voice of the world. Every spiritually enlightened human being knows how difficult it is to persuade other people to accept words from above. He knows that the adversary's actions are so clearly obvious that they have no desire for a gift of love offered by my hand. And you should also consider that it merely adds to the many publications, which are also of a spiritual nature but do not originate from me myself, which requires spiritual awakening in order to recognize it as my ward, but this awakening is hardly ever found any longer. I myself, however, know the souls to whom I can send my word. It would not benefit your souls to know the length of time you still have at your disposal, but you would be horrified to know how close you are to the end. For that reason I constantly urge the workers in my vineyard to work diligently. Each one should do his utmost. He should not tire. Because everything which was and shall still be offered to people will one day follow him into eternity as rich treasure, give him comfort and strength in times of severe spiritual hardship, which is yet to come. But I myself will be with all those who serve me and bless the work, for it is extremely important and intended for all of those who are caught up in misleading notions and desire the truth with all their heart. Amen.